Welcome back, everybody. So I am here once again with my good friend, Dr. Michael Palmieri. Michael, how's it going, brother?
Doing great, Dylan. Doing great.
All right. So you guys have seen me and Dr. Michael talk about several things, and all of them are super intriguing, super fun for us to talk about. This one in particular is overly important to me, and we're talking about the 60th anniversary of the Mr. Olympia. But we're going to take that a step further. And the reason I'm so excited about this is we're going to talk about the Mr. Olympia University. And I'm going to let Dr. Michael talk about what that is and why it got started. I'm just going to tell you why I'm so excited. I was blessed enough to see it last year when it was in Orlando. And that's how I kind of met Dr. Michael. But I'll be speaking at it this year. And so I was telling him I have it shut up and stop talking about that. I'm going to kind of get into that because I want everybody to kind of understand and see what this is, because people don't know about it enough. People either get into the expo, get into the bodybuilding. To me, and Michael, I think you'll agree, this is the most important and best part of the whole
thing. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me why it got started and really what goes on at these roundtables and why they're so important.
All right. So starting a little with a prelogue. So my company, Dominate Your Game, we've run educational seminars and forums and stuff like that at a whole host of different events, including we ran the Arnold Education at the Arnold in Columbus, Ohio for many years. It was very successful. And so when our last one there was 2022, they didn't invite us back. And so I got contacted from the Olympia, and they're like, hey, we heard you guys doing this at the Arnold. We think this is something that we would really like. Can you tell us more about it? So I explained what we do and everything like that. And they said, we'd love it. Can you do this? So we did the first one here in Vegas year before last. And so that was 22, and it went over pretty well. And then the Olympia was in Orlando last year, and so we did it there. And now they're back here in Vegas, and which is great because the hotel is like 10 minutes from my office, so it makes things so much easier to move stuff. But the whole concept of Olympia University is basically to get the concepts of what's out there within the whole industry to the people, whether it's training or nutrition or supplements or whatever the case may be, all the stuff that's going on out there. It allows people to take a break from all the walking, or they come in, sit down, gain some knowledge. And it's really aimed at everybody. I mean, last year we had everybody from practitioners and clinicians, like physicians. We had occupational therapists. I mean, a whole bunch of different people attending, all the way down to people who just want to take care of their own health, you know, their own fitness, their own wellness, just want to learn some stuff. And it worked out really, really well, and everybody enjoyed it. So this year, the 60th anniversary, the Olympia said, okay, we need for you something to do, really something spectacular, more than the last 2 years. So we, you know, challenge accepted, right? So we decided what we're going to do is, instead of having workshops, we're going to do all panel discussions.
Yeah.
Last year we had two panel discussions, and they were packed. And this crowd seems to, like at the Arnold, for example, our panel discussions didn't do as well as the one-on-one workshops. Whereas at the Olympia, the one-on-one workshops weren't quite as busy as the panel discussion. So we decided to do six different roundtable panel discussions, two on Friday, two on Thursday. They're each about 2 hours long. And you have the opportunity to come in, sit down, and speak with the absolute expert gurus in these industries that would have cost you thousands of dollars if you wanted to make an appointment with them over a telephone, let alone in person.
True.
Right? And you get to sit there and talk to them and ask them questions and listen to their talks, and they're moderated. And it's just, this is how amazing things are right now, and how excited people are to do this. We are 6 months out from the Olympia right now, right? All of our panels are already built, coordinated, organized, and done. We have all the speakers already lined up. I sent out an email a couple of weeks ago, said, hey guys, we're going to be doing this. These are the panels. Do any of you want on board? They're killing each other to get on these boards. Okay. They're absolutely, it's just, they're like, yes, you know, put me on here, put me on there. And they're so excited. And so am I. And we are just cannot wait to get people in there to come in and see them, hang out and gain some knowledge.
Yes. And it was, that's yes. What fascinated me so much last year. So the topics and the things that were talked about and then the but the different mindsets and the different, because when it comes to stuff like this, especially one thing, because I've been doing this so long and you and I know this, there's multiple ways to go about things, look at things, see things, view things and understand things. And everybody's different. And so to see different vantage points, viewpoints, as well as seeing like certain specialties that people had, there were different people there that were really overly knowledgeable in certain areas, had a ton of knowledge all around, but then they would have certain specialties that you could grasp onto. And then, you know, like the questions, I mean, I charge $300, $400 an hour to do things, you know, and some of these doctors are even way more expensive than that to talk. And so you're getting this ability to listen to everybody converse together and then ask questions at the same time. So, I mean, it was amazing.
We had, to kind of give you the idea, so, and I'll tell you who we have, you know, some of the roles, I mean, some of the occupations are going to be there. So the six panels are this. We're doing TRT PEDs, okay? We're doing longevity and anti-aging. We're doing injury prevention and rehabilitation. We're doing training methodology. And we're not talking, when I say training methodology, I'm not just talking, you know, okay, how many sets of squats do I have to do to improve my, no. We're talking, you know, the real up-to-date, what's ugly and what works. Okay. Right. So we're going to go after everything. We're doing nutrition hacks and supplement facts. That's our other one. Again, more cutting edge stuff. And then we're doing a whole round table on peptides. And yes, I knew you'd love that. And so our staffing is this, okay? So the people coming, we have physicians, we have strength conditioning coaches, exercise physiologists, dietitians, pharmacists, lawyers, all these people that, again, like you said, you put them on a panel and you can say, okay, this person approaches it from this direction, this person approaches it from this direction, and they all have similar goals, but it's the way they're getting to it from their respective occupation, their discipline. And it's just mind blowing. And one of our speakers last year, she's so amazing. She'll be back again this year. She goes, one of the great things she loves about being on our panels is that she gets to learn so much. Okay. That's one of our speakers. And right. She is a brilliant physician. Okay. And she goes, I get to come in there and learn more because of the people that are there. It's, oh my God, I never thought of it that way. Because you're not just a physician talking to a physician. It's a physician talking to a pharmacist, talking to a nurse practitioner, talking to a strength and conditioning coach, talking to an exercise physiologist or a physiologist or a dietitian. Oh yeah. Do I know a little bit about nutrition? Yeah, I do. But that's not what I went to school for. That's not what my education or specialty is, et cetera. And so these are all part of it. We have these six tables and they're already booked. I mean, the people and all the speakers are already set inside and we're ready to go. It's going to be amazing.
It was humbling for me in a very good way to learn so much. I've already done podcasts with over half of the panel that was on there. Like, you know, because I made friends immediately right after. People knew who I was and I just approached everybody, you know, from my videos and stuff. And I was like, man, you impressed me and vice versa. And it was humbling, but it was gratifying at the same time. And I learned a truckload, you know, being in there. And this is something I've been doing for 12, 13 years, at least actually longer than that, almost 15. Now that I think about it, I guess I'm that old, but it is so exciting. And, you know, a lot of people that watch YouTube videos and stuff, you have no idea, because a lot of people go to these, you have no idea what you'll learn here. Like, you just don't until you go. Because a lot of these people, they, they don't do social media videos, or they do, but they don't have like a big marketing or anything. Like, they're not internet personalities, right? So you don't know what you're walking into till you go in there, and then it's like, whoa, you know.
And these are the real boots on the ground too. These are, you know, like some of the practitioners that we have there. Some of the practitioners that we have they're not influencers, with 100,000 followers. Okay, right. Maybe not. But then you see the list of people that the high end celebrities that they're working with, that they're treating, that they're taking care of. They don't need to be influencers. This is the real deal. This is the people that have, they have clients that are making 8 figures a year, that they have to be the best that you're dealing with, because their career is at risk then. Yeah. And so they get to come in and talk here. And this isn't something that you can pretend online and being, to be an influencer and, fake it till you make it type mentality. These are the real guys, the men and women. These are the legit, God honest, real world researchers, real world application people that matter. This is where you're going to learn from, not just somebody. I mean, okay, you and I have been involved in sports most of our lives at one capacity or another. Okay, and you know that the greatest athletes in the world, sometimes, depending on the sport, make the worst coaches.
Yeah.
They are the best at what they do, but they don't know how to convey that because they've had a coaching staff their whole life.
Right.
Okay? And so you come in with these questions, you may see these influencers online talking something like, oh, well, this is what they have no idea what they're talking about. It's just something they're regurgitating.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas these guys, these people that are going to be on these panels, no, this is all real world stuff.
Yes.
And they have this to back it up. It's not all academia or all practical. It's that happy medium of smarts and practice put together, nice and melded together, big melting pot. And guess who benefits? The people in the audience.
That's right. And that's such a good point. I've been an influencer, but I have prided myself on not being an influencer, like, being in that category, but being somebody that does things different and stands out. So this is a pinnacle for me, because this is what I've been striving for, was to be in a group like this, where, you're looked at and viewed at amongst your peers as being,
That's the key. That's the key. The peers. Yes. Yeah. And you are... I didn't want to lump you in with what I was saying about influencers, because you have legitimate people that you work with, that you're dealing with, that you do real world stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And the other people on the panel, as you found out last year, knew that.
Yeah.
And that right there is like, oh wow. I remember a couple of speakers that we had last time. Was the first time I actually met them face to face. Right. And so I introduce myself and they go, oh, yeah, I know who you are.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? You know me? And they go, oh, yeah, I follow you a lot. What you do with your company, I think it's amazing. And I'm like, okay, let me grease up my head now, because I'm not going to be able to fit it through the door.
That's true. That's what, after the thing, I went up to a couple guys. Well, it's like David Lee, I saw him. He was looking at me.
He'll be back.
And he said that I was one of the first videos he ever watched. And I was like, holy shit, dude, you're like one of the brightest guys I've ever met. I've done several talks. I talk to him frequently, actually. He's a good friend of mine now. But, and several of the other people. And I was completely humbled, first of all. And I felt like, these guys are in another league of knowledge. So and that's the point here, is it's like a melting pot of like knowledge that you just are going to be blown away with.
And as like you said, another whole other league that they're in, they are the most humble and easily approachable individuals you can meet. None of them have an air about them of superiority. I heard a great quote a couple of weeks ago, and it says, something in effect. You're never going to see a billionaire criticizing somebody who wants to start up a business. You're never going to see a bodybuilder criticizing somebody who's just getting into the gym for the first time.
Right.
Right? The people that you want to actually gain knowledge from, I tell my clients this, if you want to soar with the eagles, you can't surround yourself with turkeys, right? So if these are the people you want to sit and listen to and talk to and converse with and surround yourself, that no, this is where you're going to advance yourself. No matter what your goal is, this is where you're going to advance. And these people are so easy to talk to. None of them have, arrogance. None of them are conceited or cocky or anything like that. And let's face it, most of them have a right to be if they wanted to.
Sure.
And they're not. They're very humble, just cruising along. Let's go. And we'll sit on this panel and answer your questions, specifically about you. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You want to know something? I want to just say, being there and being around them and seeing them, it benefited me in a multitude of ways. But one of them was humbling me in the way that I approached people and situations and, just random emails and comments, seeing how they were, how they acted to me and how they acted to others. It changed me. Honestly, it really did.
Oh, yeah.
It took off for me much better after being around that meeting and coordinating and, it really did. And it's life changing stuff for everybody, learning and improving your health and answering questions that you may have that there's a lot of confusion at, with regurgitation.
Absolutely. There is so many gurus, all you need is a keyboard and they become instant experts. And it's downright dangerous to some of the things that I hear. My clients will send me something, a link, what do you think about this? I'm like, oh my God, how are they talking about this? And I'm like, it's everybody's an expert if they get an internet connection. It's just, and this is, these are the real deal. And it's this, stay away from the people that don't have those types of credentials or applications or backgrounds or experience. You want that because we're dealing, like you said, we're dealing with our health now. So whether it's anti-aging or peptides, I want to know it because it's about me. Right. Or it's about me maybe working with clients, if I have a certain demographic that I'm working with as a professional. So I got to make sure I take care of them the best way possible. I got to make sure I take care of me the best way possible.
Yes.
And so why go to a thrifty mart of information, where you can go to the high end, luxurious end and get the real stuff. And it's so easy and it's inexpensive. It's easy. And it's a lot of fun and it's a great way to spend time there. So
absolutely. So what hotel is it going to be at this year? So everybody knows.
So the actual expo and the sporting events and all that is going to be at the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Okay.
We're going to be inside there. They have the meeting rooms inside the so it's like the expo hall, and then they have the meeting rooms right next to it. The competition is going to be at Resorts World.
Okay.
Which is a really neat, beautiful hotel. And like I said, they're both like 10 minutes away from my office, which makes things really nice.
Yeah.
I almost forgot to tell you. This was a big thing I wanted to let you know. So we are working on one of the things that the Olympia wants us to do is they want us to offer a certification program.
Really?
Part of Olympia University.
Wow.
And so we're working on some details right now. I'm not sure exactly. We're trying to hammer out what they expect out of it and what we're able to deliver. I doubt it's going to be this year because it's hard to put together any type of certification program in 4 months, right?
Sure, sure.
But yeah, so we're ultimately going to have an Olympia University certification program. That will be based on all of these people's, these speakers that we talked about. It's going to be based on their talks and their lectures and their education and their experience. And it's going to be really neat. It's, like I said, we haven't quite decided exactly what, but it is going to happen. I wanted to let you guys know first because we really haven't told anybody about it yet. So you're first to know.
Man, geez, that's awesome. And the convention center suite. When I first moved to Vegas, I lived literally like, I don't even think it was 5 minutes from the convention center when I first moved there, but it's a great spot for the expo. I've always loved it there.
It is.
So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, there'll be two and two. Is that how it's working?
Well, we're only holding the round tables on Friday and Saturday during the expo. Yeah. Cause the expo is only Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
They are having some other sporting events on Thursday off the top of my head. They're up to like 36 events now during the Olympia. So, sure. Which is fantastic.
Yeah. That's a lot.
But all these different sporting events that they're doing now, which is just really great to see. I'm really happy for it. But yeah, we're there Friday and Saturday.
So those would be 2 hour sessions each round
yeah,
table.
Right. Yeah, about 2 hours. So
okay.
if they go over, they go over.
Hopefully we can get some live streaming or something going from there and some things like that.
We're trying to get some live streaming set up. We're trying to work right now with what the convention center has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
When we used it last time, which we did something over there, which is a completely different event, but we just did something over there several months ago, and their Wi-Fi was not the best to do live streaming with. They said that they've improved it, so that's what we're working on right now. If we can get that to where it's legitimate, mm-hmm. we'll have the live streaming as well. And so awesome. Fingers crossed. You know, we're giving them, they got 6 months to put it together, so we'll see.
We'll definitely get some clips recorded too on
my.
We'll get some things going. Well, this is awesome. This is so, I can't tell you how excited I am for this.
You and me both.
Awesome. So that's October 10th through 13th is the Mr. Olympia this year, I believe. Is that
I believe so. Yeah, I think we're there the 11th and 12th is Friday and Saturday. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I think it's 11th and 12th is Friday, Saturday. Perfect. They can get, people can get all the information about us. Go to olympiauniversity.com. And just one word, olympiauniversity.com. Get all the information. We're on social media, the Olympia University.
Yes. I'll be posting a shit ton about this, you know, as we
do it.
And I'll put all the information in the description for the Olympia University Instagram and the website and everything
awesome.
Else. I'll keep pumping the information and keeping things updated and counting down. And I mean, I can't stop talking about it. So,
yeah, it's going to be a great time. It really is. And I tell people, you know, get signed up early because with the people that we have on the panels this year, it's going to sell out quick. And it really is. I mean, I know there's a propensity for people to wait till the last minute to do stuff. And I find out like when you go to certain expos and conventions and stuff that people fly into town with no registration, they have their hotels paid for, their rental cars paid for. They don't buy any tickets to the expo until they get there, which blows my mind. But if we sell out, we sell out. There's nothing we can do.
Right.
So we can't add more seats to it.
I got to get family stuff ready because I got mine. I'm bringing mine with me.
Good.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Me too. So, all right, guys. Well, Mr. Olympia this year, 60th anniversary, Las Vegas, back in Vegas, October 10th through the 13th, but Mr. Olympia University will be Friday and Saturday, the 11th and the 12th.
Yes.
So stay tuned. I'm going to be bringing updates constantly. Michael, thanks again. It's always a pleasure.
Always, Dylan. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you take care, and we'll see you soon, brother.
Take it easy.